The column called I Hate Blacks was published last month in an Asian American paper in San Francisco. Reaction from blacks and Asians was strong and suggested that a rift may exist between the two communities. Nancy Mullane went to San Francisco's Bayview District to find out herself.
Just about everyone dismissed as racist the short column that appeared in San Francisco's Asian Week newspaper about a month ago. It was the title, Why I Hate Blacks, as much as the content that got everyone. 22-year-old New York-based writer Kenneth Eng attacked blacks and gave reasons why Asians should discriminate against them. Across the country, prominent public figures spoke out. It was all shock and awe. On Capitol Hill, House Speaker Nancy Pelosi called for tolerance, and San Francisco Mayor Gavin Newsom said he was offended.
But there's people with different points of view that are not the point of view of the vast majority of us. And it's great that they have a chance to express it, and it's even better that people have the right to respond in condemnation, as we all have.
Still, others noted that since Eng lives in New York, he might not have the best understanding of San Francisco's racial tensions. A week after the column appeared, Ted Fang, Asian Week's editor-at-large, issued a front-page apology.
There was a mistake. Asian Week made a very tragic mistake on this.
It's not clear whether Fang himself approved the copy, but he says he's trying to make right with the black community. He published a half-page apology in Bayview, a black newspaper, 2 weeks after the column first appeared. Willie Ratcliffe publishes Bayview.
I don't think they expected the backlash they was going to get from it in the first place, you know, from black people. But you don't come out lying like that. You had no good reasons for it. But the main thing, the paper should have never printed, and they admit that.
From 1990 to 2005, the city's black population dropped by more than 25%, while the Asian population grew by nearly 20%. Across the street from the Bayview newspaper's offices, in the city's most diverse neighborhood, black and Asian business owners work side by side. Dwayne Robinson owns and runs Bayview Barber College.
I believe it. There's racism that exists. I mean, rather it be subtle or harsh, but it does exist. He gave his thoughts about how he felt about blacks, right, and African Americans, and that's his opinion. He has a right to it, right?
Robinson says he wants to know how his Asian neighbors feel about the newspaper column. He goes outside and walks down the block to an Asian-owned nail salon. Owner Linda Ong is open and friendly and calls her black client sister as she clips her toenails. Robinson joins in the banter.
It's not all Chinese saying that, because that's what I'm here for in this community. Because I love this community I come here.
I make money.
Yeah.
Her client, Brenda Jackson, says the young man who wrote the column was ignorant.
That's his opinion, and racism is ignorant, so it was ignorant. It didn't reflect to me if I am a black American, but no. He can say what he wants to say. You know, it's his opinion.
Yeah, freedom of speech. Yeah.
Freedom of speech.
Freedom of speech. He say whatever he would like to. But not everybody think about that, what he's saying, you know, is right.
Down the street, a group of teenage girls warm up for soccer practice at the local park. Latino and Asian, they talk easily with one another. Janet Jang says she thinks the columnist in the newspaper spoke for many Asians who are afraid to say what they really think about blacks.
We do get mobbed and we do get jacked during like when we're walking, like they always make fun of us, like saying ching chong chong ching, you know, things like that. And I think that's exactly how that author feel, like that writer feel. But then I thought it wasn't necessary to write it, but we all knew it. Like everyone, every Asian knew it, but we just do not want to express it out.
Ratcliffe, publisher of the Bayview, the black newspaper, says blacks and Asians need to learn about each other's histories.
We got one of the most diverse cities in the country, and one thing we need is to know each other. Because we all live in here. We can either understand each other, work with each other, or we can go around fighting with each other.
Some in the community are calling for a town hall meeting to deal with the tensions. But time may make the tensions moot if blacks keep leaving the city and Asians keep moving in. For NPR News, I'm Nancy Mullane in San Francisco.